We're here at the World Food Prize, and we just heard the latest GAP report and had a panel discussion after that. Among the panelists was Claudio Garcia, who's Senior Director of Global Market Access for Elanco. And Claudia, y'all discussed the latest GAP report results. What were some of your comments on that?
It was very important to understand that we're going to become 9 billion people in the world from 7 to 9, but 3 billion of those people will be middle class. And it will be middle class in Iowa, in Des Moines, or in Africa, or in China. Those people will require more animal-sourced foods, and that 60% more required. And the challenge is there. How can we produce more animal-sourced foods without impacting the environment? And a lot of the conversation was around that 3 billion people in sourcing in a sustainable manner.
Well, and that's what Jeff Simmons, your president, talked about also today. And really that stressing that 3 billion, that middle class that's really going to need this protein. And he issued a challenge of trying to help us really all get involved in the food security issue. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I think we sometimes get very involved at a very high level talking about the big need, and we forget about the faces of those people around you that might be in a situation where they need help. They might not even have a glass of milk a day, or people that are emerging into middle class and they are trying to find out a way to get those two glasses per day. I think we make it more local and we become more accountable. Then we create a movement, and it's not only about talking, it's also about doing something. That's why we want to invite everyone to go and join a movement at #FeedTheNine to make a commitment. And then from there we can get a campaign going, and we can do more for others locally too, not only globally in other places, yeah.
And Elanco started a new website for this.
It's sensibletable.com. It's a very, very nice one. It covers different things. It talks about eggs and milk, and it uses information that is a little bit more simple, conveying. It's helping people to read the manifesto and become more involved, which I think is something that we need. Our kids are more socially involved, more willing to than us. I think it's a learning. Let's join the movement.
Jeff Simmons is extremely passionate, yes. and he said he's got 3,000 employees there in Elanco. He's going to require all of them to sign this. But I'm just curious, as an employee there, how do you feel about? I mean, is his enthusiasm and his passion contagious? Do the employees of Elanco share that passion? Is Jeff really helping to inspire them?
Absolutely, and I would say it's not only the passion of Jeff. I think it's the people that we have in Elanco that are feeding and understanding the needs. What is feeding Jeff? And what he's telling Jeff, this is what is happening now. I mean, there's all kind of events in Elanco where employees, without anyone asking them, are raising money, supporting organizations, local organizations, international organizations, to be sure that there's food in every plate, every day, for every person.
Do you feel that this, when we look at this this Global Harvest report, and we hear repeatedly over and over the 9 billion by 2050, do you feel optimistic that we're going to be able to meet the goals of feeding the 9 billion by 2050?
I am not as optimistic, because if we keep talking 2050, it sounds like, oh my gosh, it's not my problem, number one, or it's far away. And I think we need to put more emphasis now. In the next 10 to 15 years is when we have to do all that movement and all that change. I still see a lot of countries that are developing their policies, understanding how to use technology, again, innovative solutions, products, practices, technology. That's limiting the ability to get there. So I know we keep track of general agricultural input in the report, but if you go and cut it by country, by regions, there are gaps. I mean, China, India, Latin America will require much more food, and I think we just have to be more committed. more committed to do more every day, not only just letting someone else do it. Yeah.
I guess it's hard to talk to people in America who are relatively food secure. You know that there's neighbors that may not be, but but overall, we have kind of a complacency. You know, it's like, well, we have enough. Why should we worry about other people? How do you, you know, Jeff talked a lot about communicating and trying to get a positive message out there. 1 million positive impressions a week on how to really jumpstart that conversation and get our views out and be positive. What do you think about that?
I think I'm seeing, as a foreigner, I'm seeing the U.S. A turning point. The economy is not necessarily there, so there are a lot of families in the U.S. that are in a situation that was not the same last year or 2 years before. So I see more people understanding what is not having enough to eat and to buy what you need for your family than last year or 10 years, even 5 years before. I think the gap is in how compassionate we are and who are we going to go and help. I mean, if we want to help someone in India or in China, it's okay, but there are a lot of people that we don't know about that might need help, and that's what he's trying to convey. Do not assume that there's no need, because there are a lot of people, even in your neighborhood, that probably lost their jobs, and you don't know. They might not be able to get the food. And I can tell you, with my family in Mexico, I have a sister that is still living on a $700 per month salary, and she struggles every single day with decisions and stuff. That's just more normal. That's outside the U.S., that's the normal situation. And I think the U.S. can understand and learn from what the economy is doing in the U.S., be more committed to be sure that we avoid that path. Yeah.
Well, it seems like, as Jeff said, it's personalizing it, putting a face on it. Instead of just saying we need to feed the world, we need to feed people. And that really personalizes it, brings it home, instead of just talking in that broad terms, feeding 9 billion by 2050, right? Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add, Claudia?
I think I would like to get more people involved, sign, and again, hashtag Feed the Nine, and start a movement. Start a movement where we can collect enough signatures, and then we can continue asking to do more things and to have more force so we can balance the conversation. I'm tired of listening of two or one or a fringe that wants to do something. I think we're very powerful, too. Our voices are very powerful, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Claudia. Here at World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.